This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Did China just try to sabotage America's food supply with deadly wheat virus? You'd be forgiven for thinking this came from a Cold War spy thriller, but this one's real and growing, literally. Two Chinese nationals have been charged by the FBI after attempting to smuggle a dangerous fungus into the United States. Not just any mold, Fusarium graminearum, the crop-wrecking culprit behind Fusarium head blight. This isn't a garden variety contaminant. It's a pinkish, spore-spewing agri-menace capable of decimating wheat, corn, barley and rice. And that's exactly what Zunyong Liu and Yunqing Jian allegedly carried in their backpack on arrival at Detroit Airport, bound for a research lab at the University of Michigan. The fungus, infamous for vomiting toxins, literally, like deoxynivalenol into food supplies, is classified by US authorities as a potential agro-terrorism weapon. And it's no stretch. Head blight has already cost American farmers billions in lost yields. It's not just about economics either, as these mycotoxins are linked to nausea, liver damage, reproductive failure, and even immune suppression in animals and humans alike. The arrests have reignited concerns around biosecurity, with some experts quietly suggesting this wasn't just academic enthusiasm gone rogue, but a state-directed effort to undermine America's food base. One of the accused had signed a pledge of loyalty to the Chinese Communist Party and was reportedly involved in previous unauthorized biological imports. Coincidence? Maybe. In the backdrop of rising global food instability and state-sponsored biological research, this case is setting off alarms far beyond the wheat belt. Whether this was a one-off or part of a more coordinated strategy, one thing is clear: fungi like this don't just rot grain, they rot trust. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.